Emmett Smith, thank you for being on the Art of Money radio show. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you, Art.
We're sitting here at a beautiful golf course. This is my first time being at Pebble Beach. I think you've been at Pebble Beach before.
Oh, yeah.
But we both had the opportunity to play Cypress this morning. You went off a little bit ahead of me in the group before me. What'd you think?
I thought it was an amazing experience this morning. Although I did not play my very best golf, but it was a beautiful walk. It was a beautiful walk.
I was just shocked at how beautiful that back nine was when we kind of started about hole 15 and so forth.
Exactly.
It was just absolutely.
Once you get to hole 15 and you start working your way through 15, 16, 17, and 18, or 15, 16, and 17, which is what I would consider the A-main corner of this peninsula.
Yes.
It is phenomenal. I mean, it's breathtaking views. All on the ocean, just different coves. And 16 was a beast. 224, 230-some yards all across the water.
I know.
A very frightening shot. And I hit my ball to the left down onto the beach.
Oh, did you? You were on the beach.
I was on the beach.
We had two of guys in our group were on the beach.
So
too.
I had to flop it up on top, which I got it up. And still in a double bogey in the hole anyway because I couldn't putt worth a darn. But afterwards, I walked up onto the 16th hole, and there was a plaque on the ground. It said, "Men, gentlemen, enjoy this moment."
I missed the plaque.
You missed the plaque.
I did. I did not see that plaque.
It was a reminder of taking a step back, enjoying the view and the scenery and the moments like this. This is why we're here.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, all else, double bogeys, triple bogeys, whatever you want to call, went wayside. It was like, yes, I get it.
Well, because we're not members, we couldn't warm up. So it was a little hard this morning when it was as cold as it was to just get out there and just grip it
true,
and rip it. It
true.
Took me about three or four holes to just, it was cold. I was cold out there.
It was cold this morning because the wind was coming off the ocean, blowing, I would say, from east to west or from north to south, south to north, if you will. But it was kind of chilly this morning.
It was chilly this morning. I 100% agree. All right, so you have a foundation. You call it Give 22.
Right.
You also ran with the number 22. Were you able to claim on the course today Club 22?
No, I cannot claim Club 22. And for those who are listening, Club 22 is the ones who birdie the back-to-back par threes. There's a par three 16. And then there's a par 3, 17.
Yep.
16 is about 100 and, call it 145, 150 yards. And 17, or
yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
16, then 16 is 224, 230 yards all across the water. I played from the blue.
So
I played pretty much back. And so it was a tough hole. No, I cannot claim I was in a club 22. Although I wear 22, so I automatically are in the club. But in this particular club, no.
All right, let me ask you. Let me go all the way back to college.
Yeah.
You played for the Gators.
Yeah.
I went to FSU. So, Gators, when you were running for the Gators, it broke
Why
my
heart. Why you have to bring that?
you broke my heart. Were you ever tempted going to play for Bobby or anything, or were you just Gator all the way? Because you grew up in Florida.
I know. I was Gator all the way. Gator all the way. Bobby was a great coach, great recruiter.
Yep.
He had some of my teammates went to Florida State. Reggie Johnson and Earl McCorvey, Robert Stevenson, even my hometown homie, Derrick Brooks went to Florida State. So I had a lot of guys go to Florida State. But I was a Gator at heart.
And your buddy Derrick, he was a bad man.
He
was a beast. One last question. So I saw you when you played football all the time. Dallas was one of my dad's favorite teams, so we watched you all the time on TV. Mm-hmm. You kept all the footballs, I believe, right?
Yes. I kept all my touchdown footballs.
You still have them all?
Now, I don't have them all because I've donated some away to charity.
Sure.
And I still have over 100 left remaining.
That's cool.
And so I'm about to release them all because I feel like these are balls and touchdown balls that would be in the hands of people that would truly enjoy them a lot more than I would. I mean, I enjoyed the process of creating them. And I think others can enjoy the history of them.
Well, Emmett, thank you for being on the Art of Money radio show. Appreciate it.
No, you're welcome, brother. Thank you.
Right.